My name is Patricia Waynett Hook, and I grew up out there on Stag Hill Peony Farm, where the cave is. And we moved into town when I was 18, so I was out there for quite a few years. I couldn't find a photograph or anything, and I had forgotten how difficult it is to draw, but this is how I remember it. Okay, go in. Large spiders, very large spiders, the kind with fur, the kind that practically bark at you. Anyway, over here, shelves with the jam and jelly and the pickles, open crock pickles on the floor. Here we have the big stoneware jugs. My dad decided to make wine. Kansas was dry, but he was growing grapes. Made wine, put it in here, corked it up, made it the year I was born, and said, when I turned 21, we get it out. Well, it was ready before then, so he had his parents over, and my mom got out the pretty little glasses. He brought one of these up from the cave, took the cork out, and he began to pour, and nothing came out. And he shook it a little bit, and out popped a perfectly pickled little dead mouse. And apparently it had been in there when he poured this. But this was a very sturdy bench or table of some sort, because there was considerable weight on it. My mom had a lot of little stoneware jars that had been given to her, and those were always stored. But that's basically what was in there, and that's all that was in there at that time. So, yeah, well, it was a nice storage space, and the house was small, so you needed a place to put stuff. My great-grandmother got the property. Her name was Clara Fowler Smith. She traded property in town to get the farm. She was a widow, and she was going to support herself by farming, and she did. She sold butter and eggs, had a cistern for water with a pump. She lived there until she died in 1920, and she had moved into town with my grandparents shortly before. And then the place was rented to various people till my parents moved out there in 1938. I don't know when the cave was built. I doubt that Clara had it built. I think it was probably already there. Clara may have used it for storing some things, but there was a spring house down in the ravine, and my mom said that that was where Clara kept the milk to keep it cool. So I don't know to what extent Clara might have used the cave. But what we did, of course, if my mom had made pickles, dill pickles, sweet pickles, watermelon rind pickles, open crock pickles, always with grape leaves over the top, all of that would go down there. So she'd take me, and I'd always have to drag a toy along, and down the hill we'd go big flat rocks for steps to go down the hill. And if you went straight down, that was the outhouse. Right along the ravine, but if you swerved off to the left a little, there was the cave. And it had a big, heavy wooden door that, as I recall, was somewhat on a slant, like some of the old-time cellar doors that you see, and that had to be put back and then stepped down just a little, as I recall, and then there was a regular screen door. So oftentimes the wooden door would be kept open and just have the screen so that there'd be air exchange there. So we'd go in, put things on the shelf or get something off the shelf and maybe avoid a large spider. Those were such huge, magnificent spiders. And my mom had a thing for spiders. She even had a spider collection. Pickled spiders, dried spiders. We were very biological. And I had a huge insect collection when I was a kid. So we'd put the stuff and we'd leave. We didn't linger there. I never went in there to play, not ever once, not even with neighbor kids. You just didn't. There wasn't anything there to play with. The cave, it was part of the whole thing of my great-grandmother having lived there. The cave, that cistern that still had the pump on top and the spring house that was down in the ravine. And so she was always a presence in our lives.